What's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of The Build Up. The first episode of the season where we're going to have to talk about a loss. Unfortunately, United lost what you would think. We lost 10-0, but we lost 2-1 to Brighton. Stoppage time, another stoppage time loss. Absolutely shambolic marking on the back post. But there's a bigger story than that. And, you know, here at ST, we're always going to look at things with a bird's eye view. We're going to look at things objectively. We're going to tell the real story. And so that's what we're going to do here. We're recording the day of, so we haven't had a chance to go super, super in depth. So this was going to be more of like a reaction pod. I have to take a work trip tomorrow, so not going to be able to, have the full analysis. Hassan will have that up for you or on the thread, five things we learned thread, of course, which we appreciate all the support on that. But we're going to get into everything about the game, our reactions, our thoughts. Obviously a tough way to start the weekend, but joined by the usual suspects, Abu and Hassan. How are you guys doing?
I'm not doing good.
Good. Hassan took a 10-mile hike to clear his head. His head was gone.
Five miles.
Yeah. You take the bus up there, or where were you on?
I went up like a normal hike, and it came down a waterfall, so I went the wrong way around, but it was good.
Oh my god, waterfall is crazy.
So slippy as well.
Yeah. Jesus.
Go ahead. Yeah, well, it was more exciting than the game.
Yeah.
Especially the second half, because, okay, we've talked about this in the recent threads that we've done, like through pre-season, in the past few we've touched upon as well. I've said a few times, when you don't have Mason Mount, we're much more transitional, and there's obviously less legs in the midfield to get back and make the block more compact. And I think we started off well. I don't know if someone wants to watch the game again, if someone doesn't want to be reactionary and they want to watch again from the start, we had a few good moves, especially in the first half. We had chances again. Second half, Mount comes off. The game goes transitional. We still have chances. Both the goals we concede are just poor defending. Like, honestly, it's schoolboy stuff. The first one, you know, I like Maguire, but he should have dealt with, if not the first one, then the second one, just hook it away. The second goal that we conceded, honestly, you can go back into looking at how coaches set up their teams on defensive set pieces, but if there's 2-3 men free on the back post and the players are just looking at them, it just doesn't give a good showing. I feel like our physical levels dropped off as well. And that's why we just didn't look as good. And of course, without Mount. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know where I had more space, where Hassan was hiking or the back post when Adingra crossed that ball in. Honest to God. When I watched the replay, Casemiro was running out. And as soon as the ball got played back, he didn't run back. He just stood still. Honestly, I lost my head.
Casemiro loved the ground that today, like just on the floor all the time.
But it was actually, you know, those like lazy slide tackles that he does. He did like two in the second half that actually worked. Like everything was like working for him, and then he just, yeah. I'm not gonna like put it all on him, because even if he does, that's his zone, right? But like, we just gotta figure it out, regardless. You know, like even if he was there, there's still two other guys that were unmarked on the back post, right? Yeah. So it's just shambolic. But I personally, I feel like I was expecting, if you would have told me before the game started that we lost 2-1 to a stoppage time winner, I would have expected my head to be gone. But after the game, I was surprised. Even like when they scored, I just like, I don't know what it was. I don't know if like last season just gave me, just numbed all my emotions, or we actually played like decent. I thought the performance was I watched back the first half when I was making the Mason Mount All Actions comp, which you could find at Shred for Trends on Twitter. But
before Premier League take it off.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
Premier League allows
that copyright violation is hitting. But I would say maybe like the first 10 minutes of the first half, and then the last, once Baleba came on, which he came on, I think, at like the 70th minute, they had the upper hand. But that middle portion of the game, I thought we were the better team. It didn't necessarily result in a lot of like clear-cut chances. I don't think Steele had to make a save in that first half, which is disappointing. And I think it goes to like the personnel issues that we've talked about a lot. Is like, yes, you have Mason Mount on the team. He does a lot for you out of possession, but then you're regaining the ball very high up the pitch. But then what do you do with it once you regain it? And we don't have that focal point to start the game again with Xerxes starting on the bench. But I didn't think the performance was worthy of, I guess, the reaction that of the fan base from, I don't know what you guys think.
It is honestly,
of course. I mean, all of it, everyone's going to be frustrated. We lost in stoppage time. I totally, totally, totally get the frustration.
I mean, without saying names, without trying to create a United Civil War, but it's the usual names who are always trying to stir up a little bit of controversy for a bit of likes and retweets on Twitter after a game. Trying to overreact. No names, but I'm pretty sure everyone's watching knows who I'm talking about. And Sika, I owe you an apology. Last week I did a Michael Jackson meme, like, let the gun down. I think I'm gonna have to put the gun back up with Mason Mount because he played excellently in the first half. And as soon as he came off, there was such like, it was so easy for them to penetrate through the middle. That's how James Milner got his chance. That's how they create a few odd chances here and there. Like that period between the 45th minute and like, the 55th to 60th minute, they were just all over us, battering us, and it was clear that without Mount, we're a lot less weaker out of possession. But then, on the other hand, in possession, we have no one on the final line, literally attacking the box. If we stuck with Mount and Bruno, that's when Xerxes came in, and that's when he attacked the ball. But then the ball ended up hitting it. Oh, we'll get to that in a bit. But like, yeah, it's just clear Mount is important out of possession. But in possession, it is a bit of a net negative, not just because of him, but because of the overall impact it has on the team and in the forward line. And I did feel that we got into like so many 3v2 situations, 4v3, but the final pass, rushing, like Rashford, Ahmad, there's a few times where they could have gone in behind, but they just made the wrong pass. And, you know, just a split second here, a split second there, could have, you know, be a different game. I mean, we saw first half when Dalot won the header, ran on from his own header. Amazing crossing. And Ahmad should have headed it, in my opinion. Left foot volley from there is too hard. The technique is like really hard. Should have headed it in. I don't think the performance was that bad. We played our possession well. Rashford, I don't like, but you're 6 foot here. Great hairline. Drip. Go to LA every summer. Honestly, God, you're quick. I don't know what it is. Like, I love the guy so much, but every game is just like, there's no intensity in his actions. Like, it's annoying me. It's night and day between him and Garnacho. Like, when Garnacho comes on, just his intensity is just like 10 times better than Rashford's. I don't know what it is because he's running back way too much or whatever, losing his energy, but I don't know. There's something's off. I don't know what it is, but
I feel like he's a player that gets frustrated easily, like when it's not going well for us, like on the ball in tuck, because that's last season, what do you say, Rashford? What, off the ball, there's literally like hardly any complaints of Rashford. He's getting back into position, he's like recovering well, he's dueling well, but on the ball, I feel like he makes good decisions, but there's a few times where he made a few runs and then he turned back. Like, I think, obviously, it's cliche, but he needs confidence when that first goal comes and the next will keep rolling. I just think because he does look fitter than last year, like, he does look slimmer, he does look quicker. I feel like he needs to trust himself more, because I just feel like he needs to go in with conviction, and once he takes a player on, just keep going, head down.
But he went past Van Hecker, right? He went past him. And then he went back.
That was the one that was like, oh, what are we doing here, man?
I think that's when you look at, like, you see the confidence, like, just not there. Like, you don't
I wanna... think also, like, he's really... He hasn't played with the overlapping fullback, like, one time throughout this preseason or in the regular season or in the first couple games. Like, we've seen how great he is with that sort of dynamic, and he's been isolated because Dalot's been playing left back and inverting into midfield, or even when Amas played, he overlapped a couple times, but he was even being used inverting into the pivot as well. And with someone like Rashford, who's not, he's still a tremendous athlete, but not as quick as he used to be. His dribbling isn't as at that level as it used to be. So he needs that support, and he's trying to play this touchline winger stuff with those kind of attributes sinking. He needs to be a little bit closer to goal and have that threat where the fullback and the winger have to at least worry about someone, because right now they can just double down on him.
I'm not sure if he had a shot today. I can't really remember it.
But mate,
I
don't think he did. Back to your goal. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. What a finish. What a finish. Goal.
Genius. Genius. Like, you know what it is with him? Like, as we mentioned last week, as we mentioned all of last season on every single pod, Casemiro's L1 triangle over the top three balls that he always likes to do. None of them were on target. One of them literally hit Van Hecker, was it Lewis Dunk, on the chest. And I was like, how do you do this? How do you manage to do this as a CDM? Like, how do you have no high on the ball, but whatever? Like, there's a lot of times where he makes runs in behind, and the ball that I played too late or he runs too early. Like, there were times when, that was like 3v2, he ran in behind a little bit too early, but Ahmad's pass was also shocking as well. Or there were times where Ahmad is on his right foot, and he doesn't trust his right foot at all, let's be honest. He does not trust it. So he cut back, and then Bruno and Rashford, like, their runs are basically null and void. You can see with Xerxes, even for, like, the few minutes they had together, you could tell there was something. You know, Rashford went to the middle, Xerxes went to the left, and they were combining a little bit. I feel like with more minutes, that could be a thing. You know, but hopefully Xerxes starts the next few games, and that could be a thing. Yeah. But I don't know. The attacking dynamics, they could be good, but I think
it's just they're rushing the final ball. Like, we're getting into a lot of good areas, because I thought last season we didn't get into good areas as much as we are now, but now we're just rushing the final ball. The finishing's not there. But, like, I want to talk about before that, like, our build-up, especially H touched up on it, like, when he quoted our tweet, the build-up tweet that has ruffled a lot of feathers that CK...
Man, I didn't realize just clipping a good little segment of play was going to cause so much disruption. And God forbid we look to take any sort of
positive. That was Barcelona. If that was Arsenal, if that was City, oh, my God, look at the great build-up. United do something good for the first time in about 10 years, accident, didn't mean it, poor, individual quality. You need individual quality to play good football.
Like, good players and build-up means good build-up? I never knew that. Arsenal and City, it's just magic, right? They don't have good players. It's just...
I think H touched up on it. Like, we've got a lot of players that are good in small spaces. Like, they dominate, like, the Rondo situations. Because we have a lot of... I think at the start of the game, we were trying to bait Brighton a bit. I think we had the centre backs deeper in build up. Then we had, like, Cobbie and Casemiro, they were deep in the pivot as well. And then we were sort of playing close passes to bait the press, and then we were trying to release Rashford or Ahmad, and it was working sometimes as well. So I think we just need a carrier. We need a ball carrier. Like, obviously we've got Cobbie, but I want another midfielder there who can carry the ball. I feel like there's just obviously receive on the half time and carry. It's just,
I got a guy. Belgium plays for Aston Villa. Oh wait, sorry. But what do I know?
I feel like this match will make an ear sacked, I don't know, but we are missing a midfielder, and next game I want to see a start with a striker, because obviously it's very hard to get in behind, like, and get chances like that, because you see Bruno, he's like taking on more of a freedom role. So sometimes he was like deeper and it was working, and then sometimes in Marta's head, you know, it's just, I feel like we just need a focal point in the middle, because we're just lacking that dynamic.
I feel like with today showed why Casemiro needs to be replaced. I know a lot of guys were talking about his interceptions and his tackling. It was on point, but in possession, he is a net negative. I'm sorry. All you Madrid fanboys can be in my DMs. I don't care. He's a net negative in possession. Like, honestly, God, he hoofs the ball too much. Tries that ball around the corner. It doesn't work. Can't receive the ball with his back to play. Can't receive in a half turn. Like, those Ozempics can only go too far. Like, his tackling is good, but I think it shows why we want Ugarte, you know, someone to help with the counter press. Someone who's good at a half turn. Good with kind decent-ish with his back to play, you know, can evade pressure, and he can switch the ball out to the wingers.
You can carry. Well,
he can carry. He is a carry first midfielder, like Hassan says, which is what we need. And I think Blake, like, even though I don't think he's the answer as to what we need, just a body, just someone there, he is a marketable improvement.
But I feel like, I don't know, I want to kind of ask our data guy to sort of split up first half and second half. And I want to see how much like each start was towards United in the first half, and obviously second half was more towards Brighton. And in the end, Brighton had like more touches in our box and XG and stuff like that. But I think it does show how much our physical levels drop very quickly. I think that's another talking point.
I think the main thing it showed is that we rely too hard on Kobbie Mainoo. Like, he's won so many duels, which is outstanding. I love that he's more aggressive. But he's covering so much ground, has to do so much in build-up already. Like, he needs a partner next to him, like a proper ground.
He needs help.
SOS.
No help.
Did you see the average defensive line on the graphic that we put out? It's like just in front of our box. I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know. It's a conversation for another day. But can you trust our centre backs that start today in the wide channels? Always, I'm not too sure. First half, Maguire started off very rusty. He had a good second half, but
I thought he bounced back well.
Yeah, but I'd feel like I'd give the lift to start next game just to see like if he does sort of help push the line a bit higher, like to squeeze, because
he dropped. Abel's got something on his mind. If you watch it on visuals,
I get you want your centre backs to get minutes. I get it, but doing a tap when we're 1-1 draw and pulling on your centre half for your centre half. I get it. You want to give him minutes. I get it.
The thing is, though, like, it didn't. If the ending never happens, we're not even talking about that stuff. Like, it's just.
But you know what it is? Even when I was watching it, it kind of like it grates my soul. I'm just like, why? Like Maguire, like he was at fault for the first goal. I mean, like, he should have cleared it. I don't blame him for the cutback because he had a player right next to him. Had to make a decision. Like if he covers well back and it goes back to the guy who was behind him, then they would have he would have tapped it in. Kind of like, you know, whatever. Second half played well, in my opinion. He played all right, in my opinion. So I just don't get the switching of a centre-half. Is it to, like, give him minutes? Then we've got Liverpool next year. You're not going to play many minutes against Liverpool. Let's be honest.
Yeah, Liverpool is going to be... We'll get to that, obviously. But it was a weird one today because I didn't feel like any player, like, had, like, a stinker. I thought I was really happy for Ahmad to kind of, like... He was obviously a little bit off it. Obviously, there's context and prayers out to his family and everything that's happening there. But I was really happy to see him kind of bounce back from... Usually you don't see... One thing Ahmad's always good for is like nice decision-making, passes are on point, weight of pass. And you saw that was a little bit off. So I was really happy to see him bounce back and have a strong second half, obviously get the goal. But everyone... I thought Mazraoui and Dalot held up so well against Minta and Matoma. I can't even remember like... them getting dribbled past like at all. Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember an instance.
Is that not what they wanted Van Bissaka
for? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there are players that are capable of doing both, surprisingly.
Players capable of defending.
Yeah.
Listen, if I see one more clip of that Van Bissaka dribble, I swear to God. Listen, even though we lost today, Dalot had Minta in his back pocket, put in an amazing ball from Ahmad Vinicius squad. Mazraoui got an assist. You know, showed how good he is in possession when he moves into the right half space, plays in Ahmad, cuts in. I think he was going in anyway, but even besides the deflection, I think he was going in anyway. So I'm happy with the fullbacks. I'm happy with... It's not like I'm really mad at one thing, because overall, I think we played well. Like, we did all right. Like, we limited Brighton to nothing in the first half, in my opinion.
We need to take our chances.
Besides the goal, like, we want
to... What do you think our goals?
Yes, I think that's the main thing, to be honest, is like
it's the final goal.
Even when Mason Mount came off, the game did become more transitional, but they weren't really creating a lot of chances per se.
Yeah.
Welbeck hits the crossbar off a set piece. But there weren't really very many clear cut chances that they created.
It goes back to physical levels. Like, if the players are not putting pressure on the ball and allowing the ball into the box, then obviously I don't know. Would you say that as physical levels are cooked? Would you say they're like lesser than Brighton? I feel like we didn't have a long preseason? Did we have, was it like four preseason games?
I feel like
Something.
Brighton had a lot less players go off in the summer than us. So obviously,
People look at
probably
this and say excuses, but
it's not an
obviously.
excuse, but let's be honest, like Manu literally came right back into the Community Shield
Yeah,
straight
right.
away.
There's a stat that they showed before the game that he started our last 24 Premier League games in a
Yeah,
row.
that's crazy.
Like,
So, like,
we need his
we need a midfielder.
we need
SOS.
someone. That's
Because,
what I'm saying. Like, I think Mount's long term is just
yeah.
him backing up Kobe. That
Yeah,
would be my goal.
because the problem is we start games really well. All these games, first half, we've been on point. It's just obviously there's silly goals that we concede, but the levels drop off. And if you just look into it a bit more, it's more you just look at the glaring physical decline of players like 60 minutes in, we just look off, and everything just seems to.
It's kind of like when Mount came off, it kind of signaled to the players it's going to be more of a transitional game. Because from when Belaba came in, it was literally like a basketball game. Back and forth, back and forth, back. It was quite back and forth.
Yeah.
And I think Casemiro were rushing out for
But
the
then
winner. It's kind of like a sign of that. Like, as soon as you get the ball, like, clear it, run off. Like, run up, like, instead of like looking at the danger behind him. So
yeah.
when Endigo played the ball into the space, like, I can't lie, a blind dog could have seen that man's space with João Pedro. Honest to God. It was literally like, it was stupid. But like, for example, if Xerxes didn't slide in and Garnacho could have aimed at, you know, 90, 99.99% of the other part of the goal, it'd be a different story. It'd be a different story.
I feel like as well, if our attackers aren't recycling the play in attack and they are not controlling the play, where they're not getting that final ball, it puts a lot of pressure on the players behind too. So I defend them transitions as well. Like if you can't keep the ball in the last phase, then obviously your midfielders have to work twice as hard to sort of press or drop, and the defense is sort of always going back and forth as well. So I
Can
feel
we
like
just talk
attacker.
about that Garnacho thing? CK, tell me your thoughts, man.
What, the miss or the miss
The offside
offside?
miss, whatever you want to call it.
I think it was going. I mean, it's just one of those things, man. It's just extremely unlucky. But it's one of those things that I feel like would only happen to us. Like I swear that wouldn't happen to any other club. It's just. I mean, I think if you really, really want to nitpick it, Bruno should have played it to Xerxes. If you really want to get super nitpicky, I think he overhit the pass, and because Xerxes is like the obvious option there, it goes past. Xerxes slides for some reason. I'm not sure why, because the ball was already by him when he slid. And then Garnacho, as soon as I didn't even like celebrate the goal because I knew I saw the deflection. I knew he was offside like right away. Yeah, it's just one of those things that's just like extremely unfortunate, extremely annoying, and something that I feel like would only happen to Manchester United. Like, if that same cutback falls to Martinelli or Trossard, he's roofing the finish. It's going like it doesn't even
Not
like that's never
Martinelli.
happening.
Not that guy.
Yeah, that's why I corrected myself. I
He's
was like,
great. That's crazy.
it's
That's
like
crazy.
Trossard.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it's extremely annoying, man. That would have been a vintage Manchester United counterattack right there. It was so beautiful.
I feel like this may be Ten Hag's Arsenal moment again of last season, where he talks about this for the next like four or
He's
five
gonna
months.
keep bringing it
If
up.
Garnacho never hit a Xerxes, and I'll be like, oh, shut up, bro. Like, just let it go, man. I feel like he's gonna talk about it again. But yeah, that was just annoying. Like, I get Xerxes, you know, wanted to get the ball, and but he saw that Garnacho was on his left, and he's literally gonna tap it in. Like, there's no need to like slide across. But then even if you look at his slow motion, it's kind of like he raises his leg. But I feel like being too nitpicky, then it's just like, oh, he's
Yeah,
just
I
going
know what you're
through.
saying. He like
Like,
raised his knee up. Yeah.
he just raises his knee just like a little bit. I'm just like, bro, you just put your knee down. Just get on the floor. Just put your knee down, and then it's 2-1, and then it's a different ball game. But then I don't know, man. It's
It's
kind of
fine
like
margins, man. And so that's why it's like the results-based analysis is just like I
is.
feel like a lot of the fan base was doing today, and it's just like, can we just
So,
take a slight
yeah.
step back?
If we scored them goals in the first half, like in chances, then do we control the game better in the second half? Yeah, I think I do. I think we do. Like, I think obviously the attackers and stuff wouldn't be as rushy, and to prove a point, I feel like they'd recycle it more in attack. But they wouldn't rush the final ball. There's a lot of things that it goes back to. I don't know, like final ball and chances. That's why I want a striker to start next game.
I do feel we have a conundrum now. Like with Mount, our possession was so much better than we are without him. So against Liverpool, he's going to play. We all know that he's going to play because defensively, yeah. Like our position.
Did you hear that he said he has like a little issue or something? That's why he had to come off.
Oh, not again.
Ten Hag said that they asked him if the substitution was forced or not. And he said, yeah, it was forced. Mount was talking about he had a few issues and I just didn't want to risk it. He said it could be nothing, but I didn't want to. So I don't really know, but I had crazy flashbacks because the last year he got injured in the second game against right before a huge game against Arsenal. He couldn't play. Yeah. We need him in that Liverpool game. So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but this could be a situation.
Is the conundrum that Ten Hag has. Like with Mount, we look way better out of position. We look way better whenever we build up. For example, like he always like Mount on a half turn is amazing. Switch out to the right or left is really good, but with Mount and Bruno, we don't have like a real forward option in the last line to attack the defense. You take him out, we put Xerxes on. We saw night and day. Like offensively, we did look a bit better, a little bit more fluid. But our possession, we looked absolutely rancid. Like they cut us apart, like bloody like butter. Like it's kind of like a conundrum now in terms of like what do we do now? Like is Ten Hag going to be able to coach in our possession structure without Mount? That's good enough, like with him inside. But it's quite clear that we're gonna in the big games he's gonna play. That's not even like a question now. He's gonna play every big game. But what's he gonna do now? Can he drop him? Is Mount solely becoming undroppable because of his role within the team now? Has CK been proved valid already?
I don't think he's undroppable, to be honest. I think you're right. In the big games, like Ten Hag will favor, like kind of Hassan said, sacrificing that right wing and bringing those four midfielders in. But I think in just normal games or games against lesser sides, I think he will be the first person dropped for. I mean, we can't play with no nine the whole season. Like when Højlund comes back, he's going to play. Xerxes is going to play. Like, and it's just that's why I say. I think some games Kobe can't play every game. I love him to death, but we're gonna get the worst out of him if he plays every game. He's gonna get burnt out and Mount in that role. We've seen so far like that second line of Mount and Casemiro in the press out of possession has been late to a lot of situations. When the first line steps up, we have a situation to really squeeze and they're like two, three paces behind where they need to be, and the team is able to get out. So if you have Mount in that second line with someone like Ugarte, that closes things down a lot more. And Kobe gets a rest. He needs a rest. He played all summer. He went to the final, and he came back with like 2 days of preseason, and he's starting. He's playing 90 minutes. I mean, I know he got subbed last game, but he was like the 85th minute. He basically played 290 minutes. And it's going to get to a point in the season we're going to be in the Europa League, we're going to be in the FA Cup, we're going to be in Carabao Cup. Like, he can't play all of these games. And I think the natural option is just to have Mason Mount play. And it's not like a backup role. Like, he should be playing a lot of games in that role, in my opinion. Obviously, Kobe's the number one option, but, like, you can even bring Kobe on at 60 minute. Like, just like Mason Mount comes off in the 10 role, you can bring Kobe on a little bit later. And have him just see out a game in possession.
I see the positives of sort of getting Ugarte and De Ligt, because with De Ligt, he's a big communicator, especially at the back. He'll sort of, if the line needs to squeeze, he'll be vocal about it and he'll make them squeeze. And then Ugarte, you've seen the comps and stuff, how much he's pressing is obviously his counter-press numbers. He'll obviously push the midfield line up more as well. So it goes back to, I think, this is a tweet we did throughout pre-season and then we did throughout like the start of the season as well, something about start positions, like them being higher. When they're higher, it's easier to win the ball back because the yards between the ball and the men are less. So obviously the gaps between the defence, midfield, attack are less as well. And I think it may make a difference, as obviously it's excuses again, and like, or when are the physical levels, and there's obviously lots.
Don't let them gaslight you, bro. Don't let them gaslight you. It's an excuse for just talking.
If only our players could hike 5 miles like Hassan, then it'd be a different story. Be a different story every second half.
I think I'm getting
tired of this, man.
I think I need to get them on my fitness plan.
But honestly,
one of them will probably roll their ankles, like, for my sake.
Honestly, bro, like, getting them with a Hassan dripping Rocky, like, Rocky type training plan, then it'd be a different game, bro.
Nah, I think as the season goes on, we will. It's cliche, but we will get better. I just think the amount we're lacking in the final ball, is just. It's not good enough for like a big club like United. Your forwards and attackers can't be squandering them chances. Obviously, I feel like we do get more chances than last season and do get to better areas, but they just need to do better, especially finishing wise. We just need to take our chances. And then,
for everyone on Twitter that's screaming, 3 years in, 3 years in, 3 years in. I kind of get what you guys are saying. I kind of do get what you're saying, because Brighton have been with this guy for about 2-3 games and they look solid already. Way more solid defensively than they did in the Derby. Not creating that much XG, but still creating good quality chances and scoring. I do understand it. However, we have seen there's improvement between last season and this season. It's night and day in possession and out of possession already. It is night and day. And our forwards have been missing quite a few chances. But to reiterate the concerns, sometimes it seems like when the going gets tough, McTominay, get your ass in the paint and just save the day. That's what Ten Hag seems to rely on when it comes to when the shit hits the fan.
Clogging the paint, bro.
Yeah, the paint, dog. My boy CK said, bro, get the paint.
I'm just laughing because someone quote tweeted that build-up tweet that I put out, and they said, "We're such a one step forward, two step back team, but that one step forward hit." And that's so true.
And McTominay dagger always hits, man.
Good, yeah. But I mean, it doesn't get any easier because next week we welcome our biggest rivals, Liverpool, and that's gonna be a massive game. Because if we lose that game and we go into international break on 3 points, the top's gonna come off this fan base.
We're not going to get a single point against Liverpool. Let's be honest. We're here. Absolutely.
Bro, look at this guy, man, putting this negative energy into.
Listen,
the only one Brighton loss has you scared. Scared of slot.
Listen. This is the only thing I say. Listen,
yeah, it's basically a morning. Come on.
Listen, this is the only reason why I'd say last season when we beat Klopp in the FA Cup, it was a back and forth transitional game. If it's that, I do believe it's in our favour as well. I do believe it. However, with Slot, he's not gonna. He's more of a control freak. You know, he's Dutch. You know how they look like view football. He's a control freak. So we're gonna have to try and hit them on the counter. Whether we can successfully, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where we can. Like, Liverpool looked all right in the first game against Ipswich, but they looked a bit frail defensively. So we can get at them potentially on the counter attack, like we've always done the last 5-6 years. I think that's our only real way of getting at them. But I don't know. I think Mount is going to be very key. Let's hope this issue isn't like taking him out last week. If he plays, I think we have like a decent shot of like keeping them at bay. If not, then it might be a bit techie.
Who would you drop? What team would you play? Sorry.
What team would I play for next week?
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't have a Ugarte over the line by then, I kind of would have. You'd have to run the same team we did this week. You'd have to.
Without a striker.
Because, like I said, without Mount in the team, we look way worse out of possession. And Liverpool are literally just going to tear us apart. If Billy Gilmore and James Miller can put in that performance, I don't know what McAllister and Shoppersley's ass or what the other midfielders are going to do. Against us,
Salah.
You get me? But it's kind of like I do want to take the initiative and play a striker, but it's kind of like I'm also in that scared mode. Like, if we do, how are we gonna look out of possession? I feel like we have to see. He may come up with a good game plan. I hope he does. But what would you do?
He does usually come up with some good plans for big games. I'm not gonna lie.
He's true. I think this time we won't be like, you know, last time I went to Anfield and we sat in a 4-4-2. It's chilling.
Yeah, just this most haram performance I've ever seen.
It almost worked though. It's very haram. But
it did work. It was no, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we almost won. I remember.
Oh yeah.
Me and you played in Garnacho, but then Trent came out and all.
It's that Old Trafford next week as well. We won't sit deep.
Yeah, no, we'll go at him.
And especially against, I take positives, but again, I just feel like little things don't go our way, and then it just blows into something like it's like a domino effect. I
think, yeah,
100%. Little things go our way, like the Garnacho goal or whatever we scored it for the first half.
But that's also like the same thing. That's why I'm getting worried, because it's the same thing that we said at the beginning of last season. We're like, oh, just these little things.
Yeah, but I think last season there was a lot more problems. Like, if you just watch our games last season, watch them this season.
No, 100% agree. Yeah. But at some point, these little things have to start going our way.
Yeah.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's one thing we need more than anything. That's a midfielder. One thing we need more than anything. Yeah. That's
I mean, Ugarte is done. Like, it's done.
And the thing with Ugarte is that we're PSG bought João Neves, and then we're kind of giving him a pass with PSR, but by with the obligation, because it's an obligation to buy, so we're gonna have to buy him unless we do some financial tax loopholes. I don't know, but we're gonna have to buy him for like 50 million next year. So it's kind of like Glazenomics. We're buying the worst midfielder from this club who bought the far superior midfielder in João Neves, but. Ugarte is done. I think Ugarte comes, he's starting straight away against Liverpool. I think that's it. And I feel like that would help us as well, especially in the counter press.
I feel like Ten Hag doesn't usually do that. Unless it's someone like Antony started the first game because he knows him. But like Casemiro, when we bought him, he took a while.
Casemiro didn't start, but he did say McTominay played well those first four games.
He was
hooping. Has Casemiro played well enough to keep Ugarte at the team as soon as Ugarte comes?
He's been bad these first couple games, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't be
bad, but like,
he hasn't been great. I just think throwing Ugarte in to Liverpool. That's just like, I could see just like a red card situation. He just gets too excited.
They're used to that sort of stuff, you know, like big games, rivals. But I don't know.
We'll see. It all depends on when he comes in and stuff. But
yeah, what gives me positives is that we look well, we look good in attack, and we look like we're trying to be more compact than last season. So
there's no doubt. You can't look at the games and say these performances haven't been a lot better.
Yeah. They're
chalk and cheese from last year. Chalk and cheese from last year.
Yeah.
There's a game plan. Look better possession.
Is that a UK saying? What does that mean? Chalk and cheese.
It's like night and day.
Chalk and cheese.
Get your slang up, dog. There's been like in both games, there's been times where like building up out the back, we look very good. Like small sided spaces, like I hate that we looked amazing. I know everyone thinks it's a fluke.
Don't say that, Abu. You can't say anything about it. It's bad.
It's a fluke. Sorry,
manager. 3 years, 700 million.
Honest to God, get out now.
You have to be miserable.
I've never seen so much like Ten Hag. Like, I saw a lot of Ten Hag tweets last year, but like after the second game, which we played fairly well, and we lost due to our fluke like goal we should have had. Like we lost because of a fluke goal that we should have scored. And everyone's saying Ten Hag out. Like, I think it's a bit too. I think it's like calm your horses, like relax.
They're obviously bringing the stats in more. Like, they had more possession and feel to them, more touches in our box. But just
watch the game with your eyes, guys.
Give a rest.
It's fine. It's gonna be okay. We're not like performances have been better. We're two games into the season. I think he's not back soon. He's been back in like November. Hoyland's back. Hoyland and Shaw will probably be back after the international break. So we have one more game without them, and then they'll probably be back.
But then who would you drop? Marzouli or Dabo? Interesting.
Tough. I would just bring Luke Shaw maybe off. I mean, you're going to have to ease him in. You can't just throw him right in.
I think long term, I'll drop Marzouli.
Because you have to manage his injury record as well. Dalot seems to be. I mean, I'm not even gonna say. I'm not even gonna say that. I'm not even gonna say anything about it. I'm not. I didn't say it. I stopped myself. He was top today though. What a player, man!
Had Minte in his back pocket.
He's just actually insane, bro. He does everything. He's everywhere at all times. I can't remember the last time he like even made a mistake.
I just want to see Delic start and see how that makes a difference to our backline. I feel like. Obviously, no slash to Maguire, but Delic, he's more vocal. He's obviously younger. He's obviously likes to get up the pitch more on the ball and off the ball. So I feel like he may sort of improve the average distance of our defensive line. But obviously not on one player, but these little things like communication and like it, when he said if you bring a guard in, like communicate from out to go higher and not the second line won't be as late. It's just little things that obviously make a difference as well. I think just have to give it patience and just we're seeing things click. So just
patience is a virtue. The signs are there.
put the emoji as well. So.
And by the way, Onana, I know you're going to take risk, but slide tackling a man.
That was a madness. I completely forgot about that. Honestly, that was crazy. What a tackle, though.
It was a great tackle. Great from like,
honestly, I can't believe he did that.
I'm actually going to clip that now.
I completely forgot about that. Now I got to go clip that and tweet that because that was crazy, bro.
His distribution.
Some of his passes today were crazy. That one near the end, I think it was a first timer to McTominay.
There was right. one like where Rashford was on the right wing and he sort of hit it a bit too high as well. There's little details like this make a lot of differences, and I think.
Yeah, Rashford got pretty frustrated after that one. But largely, he was really good today. It's one of those we just take it for granted a little bit. All right, I think we vented everything. I think we got everything out.
Should we do predictions next week? Right after the game.
I could see like a
ridiculous table, man. Come on, bro.
I could honestly see us winning like 3-1 or losing 3-1. I'm gonna go 2-1 United.
Yeah, that's what I think. Liverpool are gonna score, but it's at Old Trafford, so obviously we won't roll over. I feel like
I'll say things will click 2-1. And it'll be 3-2 United. Even though I said we'll draw or lose before one. You changed my mind. I'm so fickle. I'm too fickle, man.
That's same energy, bro.
I'd be like, Rashford's going to score. I hope he scores. Honestly, he needs a goal.
Rashford before the game starts is the best player of all time.
Honestly.
He's got to put it together. He will put it together. If you're watching this, Rash, we believe in you, bro. Come on.
Rashford, no more China White. No more clubbing yet. Stay at home with your missus. And dirty goals will come back. But
we need to get him a left back, bro. We'll get you
a left back. Is that a coaching issue? The runs in behind, like the timing of it?
Or is it just like a
play issue of being too nervous?
I think it's just like, he's not even remotely close to like his rhythm, like his flow state. Like he's just so far away from it. But it only takes one moment, honestly. It takes one thing to go your way. One goal,
honestly.
One assist, like he'll be okay.
And by the way, shout out to Bruno in build up. That guy's sacrificing his goals and assists to help us in build up. And that guy, whenever he goes to the left wing, he's unreal, man. I have no words to describe him. I know everyone on Twitter is saying he's not as good as he was beforehand. You know, whatever, all his BS. It's a different role. He's playing a lot more deeper, helping us in the build up, and he's helping out so much. And he's why did we take him off? Was he injured?
I think it's just an actor. I think Ten Hag was just trying to be. He was trying to do a little like, just be different. Like, I think Rashford deserved to be subbed. Honestly, like, I didn't mind that sub. Bruno one was just like, bring on McTominay. Like, I get he scored goals, but like, how much is that really like, helping us when we're chasing a goal against a high line? Like, I'd rather have Bruno, to be honest. But yeah,
would you start Maguire next game?
You have no choice.
It's a tough one. It's such a tough one because ideally, long term, he's not going to be starting. But just throwing him into Liverpool, we saw how he saw how crazy he got when OT was on his back last time. Yeah. I don't want him. You know, early yellow card, like those sort of things.
I feel I don't like know. He's looked good, but that one mistake, it just kills you. And then your confidence goes down.
It's tough.
But I feel like he dealt with it well.
He bounced back really well. He bounced back really, really well.
I just want to see the difference that it makes. Like, I just want
to
have a full game of.
Who do we play after? I think we play like Southampton after the
away. Southampton away, yeah.
That would be a good game. Perfect. Good game to like Xerxes comes in, De Ligt comes in. But I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing those two changes for this game too. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we're not like, oh, we got to beat Liverpool to win the league, you know? Like, obviously, we want to beat Liverpool, but I think
they still have the quality in Trent and Salah and these lots.
I mean, yeah, they have three of the top 10 players in the league. So we'll see what happens. We will be there though, and we will be here after with all of you guys to talk about it. Of course, we'll have some stuff up during the week for you guys. Of course, thank you for the love on the all throughout the week. Hassan's thread went nuts again. 16-17k. That's normal at this point.
Normal. So it's normal for ST.
We appreciate that on the opposition analysis too. Callum went crazy on it.
Oh, that was really good as well. There's some moments in that analysis that actually happened.
Yeah.
Get him in the Lewis Dunk contract. Get him signed up.
Signing Callum to a 360.
£4 an hour. Get him in a sweatshop. Doing ST trends. Professional football clubs don't look at this guy. He's with us.
Oh my gosh,
man.
Get him in that lab, get him doing those threads, because honestly, God, almost everything he said came true today.
Yeah, no, he's top.
He's a genius.
He's top.
Great. All right. So that wraps it up for this week. We'll be back next week to talk about a United win over Liverpool. We're going to be happy. Everything's going to be okay. Everyone will have, we'll be happy after that. So let's manifest it, and we'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.
See ya.